Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 4th of January 2016. This day, the day full of cares and worries. This day, the day full of cares and worries. Brothers and sisters, today, the first Monday of the year, and then some other days, some other years, there will be similar, some other dates, but the first working day, first day when school is starting all over the world in many, many countries. Parents are full of cares and worries, cares and worries. But let's look at what the scripture says. And it can get very confusing. But if you do not turn to Christ and turn to the power of Christ today, your day will be no different than the day that every other person in the world has gone through and suffered through and fallen and all kinds of things, confusion and then quarrels and all kinds of things are taking place. The children, you'll be so frightened what's going to happen to them. The children will be crying. Now first, before that, we look at the scripture, Mark 4:19. Jesus already dealt with this. Mark 4:19, I'm reading from the Amplified. But the worries and cares of the world, the distractions of this age and its worldly pleasures, but here talking about distractions of this age, and the deceitfulness and the false security of glamour, of wealth, of fame, and the passionate desires for all the things creep in and choke out the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Brothers and sisters, today, the cares and worries over the school, some of the people in the world may be taking the new job today. Some we might have just moved in and try and settle their homes. Single parents, worst trouble. Single mothers and single fathers have to deal with one child or two or three children and then have to take them to school. And this may be the first day of school for the one of the children. And the child may be screaming and not wanting to be there and all kinds of things. But these are the worries and cares of this world. And Jesus has said, look, the worries and cares of this world, the deceitfulness, because they, of course they put a date and they'll say, if you don't come in this date or something missing, you may not be able to, your child may not be able to attend school, and that kind of worries will come. And you're trying to do all this, and maybe your boss will come back in time. I know you today you have to attend and send your child to school, but then I want you back here. And then you're rushing, you're haste, moving fast. And you know time to take time to be still and know that He's God. You have to be still. This is the time. This is the day. This is the day full of cares and worry. You have to stand still first. You have to pray before you leave. This is the day you need to meditate on the scriptures. This is the time. Not, and at the same time, you have been doing this all this while, and then you know you have the power. You can cast out these things. You can, first of all, when you take the car to drive your child, are you praying? Are you commanding every wicked unclean spirit of accident and other things in the road, the thought of Christ, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to love all on the road. So I will not, although I am rushing, I need to be on time. I'm going to love the people on the road as I love myself. Because that's the third highest commandment for a disciple. Second highest commandment for a disciple is what? Love one another as I have loved you. How did He love us? By gave His own life for us. But this is for the neighbors. Love your neighbor as yourself and you will live. But you say, no, I must rush. I must say, this is the biggest mistake you will make. I've made this mistake before. No rushing. Let the other person cutting in, let them go. But then to be calm, you need to know what your God has told. In Romans 8:28, your God, the husband of your soul, who has carved your name, engraved your name, the palm of His hand, and He said, and we know with great confidence, this is the apostle speaking, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to His plan and purpose. But who are the people who love God? Who keep His commandments, His prescription. That means all things, now you take the scripture, all things will work for your good, even things going wrong. Let us say a puncture has happened. Now you're panicking because you're not going to be in time for your work or not going to be in time for your school, the child is waiting or the teacher is waiting or whatever. You will know this scripture. You will remember this scripture. You think of this scripture helped me and my family. This word of God became rhema, became spirit in our heart. When there's tragedy in our heart, when you're attending some tragedy in our home, something happened, you know, or every day in the hospital we are there in some other state. So brothers and sisters, you have to immediately turn to the scripture. Remember, all things work for the good of those who love God. He causes all things to work together for good for those who love God. And you think a moment and say, do I love God? If I love God, I'll keep His commandments. If I do not keep His commandments, ask for mercy and forgive. Ask for forgiveness today. Today is the day that's full of cares and trouble. Cares for many, many throughout the world. For actually, probably billions in the world are going through this today. The first of the working day of the year, first Monday of the year. You begin to think of scriptures, and you when it's confusion. Now confusion coming. Many have been confused. By the time they got up, oh, this other child has not got up. The other child has not eaten breakfast. Fast, eat breakfast. All that's going on. But actually, you should have stopped and prayed with your children. Commanding every, and you have power to cast out every evil that comes. Why? James 3:16 says, for every envy, where envy and self-seeking exist, I'm reading from King James Version, where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. When you're feeling confused, brothers and sisters, you better stop and say, blood of Jesus, and stop. Because God's word is this. Where there's confusion, every evil thing has come. Every demonic being is hanging there to do worse and destroy you. Because the devil came to steal, kill and destroy. So you my confusion coming, you stop. Say, blood of Jesus, and stop. And know and be still and know that it's God. Oh, but if I rush, it's going to get worse. If you don't stop and think of the scripture, Lord, your word says, and confusion is there, every evil thing is there. Then you check. Self-seeking will be there. Why? Oh, I must do this. I must do that. Oh, then if nobody is going to do for me, I have to do. If I don't do, yes. But are you depending that God will see you through? Yes, you got up late even. Maybe the alarm didn't ring. Yes, one child maybe is now throwing up. We do not know. And you are rushing to get the child at the first day at school or whatever. Or another child is at the first day of school. But you have to know, understand, who is your Savior? Who's the husband of your soul? Who's the one can settle everything in this world? It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nobody else can. Why? The demonic forces only listen to His name. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can cast out this confusion. Cast out this self-seeking. Tell the heart and mind, I will trust my God because He loves me. Because He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And then the evil things will go. You say, blood of Jesus. And then same time, use this to teach your children. See, children. You see, Papa, see, Mama is having this, all kinds of this going on. I'm going to stop and we're going to pray. And we're going to pray. And oh, 5 more minutes. What will happen? I will miss this. No. God, you trust your God will do something for you. Your rushing has not solved your problem. It's getting worse, brothers and sisters. Because every evil thing already surrounding you. Do not allow the cares of this world and worries of this world to destroy you. It will destroy you. Now you go to Christ. You become Christ. You become Christ-like. Love your neighbor as yourself. And you teach your children. See what's happened. Now you stay in faith. You see, I'm going to pray and I'm going to worship and I'm going to think about Jesus Christ. And children, you also think about this. And then when we go, we'll go in the calmness of the Lord, in the love of Jesus Christ. And you see, when you go there, you'll find favor. You'll find favor in the school. You'll find favor in the place you work. Because your character is now becoming Christ-like. Who's making it? The Word of God is making it. Now, therefore, brothers and sisters, today, the day full of cares and troubles. Now, you see, if you do, and then you have breath of God. Do the breath of God. Go and get the sacrament and do the breath of God. By now, you should be doing the breath of God. Those who have joined you, you should have searched for the earlier segment called the breath of God, and they would have sent you in the email. So I think when those who join, I do not know how the system works. Now the breath of God. Now do breathe the breath of God. The breath of God who gave Adam and Eve life. Now you read now, brothers and sisters, even though you don't know the segment. You now just stand still, think of Jesus Christ, and you begin to breathe the breath of God. Think of the suffering he went on the cross. Think of the suffering. He is on the cross that time. Now he is no more on the cross. But think and look at the feet. Look like Mary Magdalene who knelt down and started kissing his feet and weeping and wiping the tears, wiping his feet with her own hair. Become a Mary Magdalene woman. Become a Mary Magdalene man. Because he is our husband of our soul. Oh, become a Mary Magdalene. Worship Jesus Christ. You see this going off. And then you begin to breathe the breath of God. Breathe, brother. Breathe, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call for the breath of God for this brother. I call for the breath of God for this sister. Breathe deep. Breathe deep, brother and sister. Breathe deep. And exhale out completely. Deep breathing. The breath of God. It's not air that is coming for you. It's a breath of God that's coming. It's entering you. It's cleansing you. It's a breath of God. The same breath that Adam and Eve got from God. God gave the same breath to Adam and Eve. And gave breath. Came for me and I was settled. And the same breath of Jesus Christ is now coming for you. Breathe deep. Breathe deep and exhale. Breathe deep and exhale. And then I command in the name of Jesus Christ every spirit of confusion, self-seeking and every evil thing to get out of this brother's life, to get out of this sister's life and not to return. I plead the blood of Jesus on each of these brothers and sisters who are struggling today because this is the day full of cares and trouble. I plead the blood of Jesus on each of these brothers and sisters. They are your children, Lord, but they are sometimes unwise. We ask for mercy, Lord. Mercy, mercy for the brothers and sisters who do not know the word. Now, brothers and sisters, know the word. Self-seeking envy exists, every confusion, every evil thing says. So cast it out. So self-seeking what? I'm a reach in time. So the other fellow trying to come and in your lane, you end up knocking deep. Now, can you reach in time? No. That is why let them go. You do not know. When every evil thing is there, it is going to cause you some problem. It is cause you going to cause you an accident. I bind the spirit of death in the name of Jesus Christ on every brother and sister who is reading it and who is listening to this. And every child with them. I surround them with fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Satan, burn. You burn in the blood of Jesus. You burn in the Holy Ghost fire. Every demonic being, flee from these people. Because these people are children of God. Children of God, some of them are new, they are unable to take the sword of the Spirit. So I am commanding in the name of Jesus Christ. You will leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, this can only work for you if you begin to receive the word and say, Jesus will settle me. I will obey and love everyone today. When you're going into the school, when you're going into the place to work, you are full of love. You're already thinking of loving these people. Loving them because Jesus commanded you. You will love them. You will love and you love Jesus with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. And you love your neighbor as yourself. Let them go. Let them, they are struggling. They don't have Jesus Christ. They don't have Jesus Christ and you have. You have the power of Christ. Do the breath of God. Cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. This casting out is necessary. Cast out every wicked ugly spirit. Cast out the spirit, every wicked ugly spirit in your office. Let us say the office has had a bad year and now the new year is coming and this first day of work is coming and they are all getting pressured. People don't know what's going to happen. What you will do? In the name of Jesus Christ, you bind every wicked spirit in that office where you're going. I bind in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind them. Every wicked ugly spirit, I bind them. Cast you out. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. This is where I work. You will not cause confusion there. I have authority over you, Satan. I have authority over you, every evil spirit. You will leave. You will leave. I release the spirit of love. I release the spirit of love into this every soul. I want to love everyone who works with me. Even those who gave me trouble, I will love them, Lord. Because you say, love your enemies. To be the sons of the Most High God. I will love them today, Father. As you begin to talk love, and you remember God loves you. Jesus Christ went on the cross, died on the cross, suffered on the cross, and went into hell and rose again for you. For you. For you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Receive the love. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command everyone who is listening to this to receive the blood of Jesus Christ, to receive the love of Jesus Christ. Receive it, brother. Receive it, sister. This is going to see you through. And when with the love of Christ in you, you will love all. You will love all. You will not have any self-seeking evil spirit. Get out. Self-seeking in your heart, get out. Command the heart to be holy. not to be self-seeking, and every evil spirit of self-seeking, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of confusion, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will begin to know, I command the heart in the name of Jesus Christ, heart and mind to know, that all things, no matter what is happening, will work together. Jesus Christ will cause it to work together for my good, for my good, for your good, brother, for your good, sister. He will cause all things, even a puncture in this hasty time, He will cause it to work for your good, because a puncture, you better understand, you may think it's delaying you from the appointment, but oh, you want to be first in line, you want to be first in line, that is self-seeking. Better understand, my God will make a way. My Jesus Christ will make a way. I am not going to push people. I am not going to push everybody out and try to rush and be in the first. Because I am a child of God. I have the power of God. I have Jesus Christ who cares for me and that settles everything for me. So I do not rush like the rest of the world. I do not push like the rest of the world. I do not... In the supermarket, people are pushing things for things and they fight, some are dying. I think two people, one ended up dying 2 days ago. Something other gone. Because self-seeking, envy, confusion, every evil thing, including the spirit that kills, is there. Every evil thing there means including the spirit that kills. So even accident happened, all things work for your good. Even if a puncture happened, all things work for your good. Because God has protected you from something worse that's going to happen later. If it's a puncture, there may be a terrible accident the devil has planned for you. The devil planned for you, but Jesus Christ has blocked it off by allowing a little puncture to stop the time. Because you are rushing. Because you are not listening. You are not praying. Pray, brothers and sisters. Do the breath of God today. Many times, wherever you are having issues, think of your children, means you're praying on them, you're pleading the blood of Jesus for each of your child, wherever they are. Today is the day the whole world supposed to suddenly got to wake up from their slumber over everything fantastic. The struck of 12, midnight, everything changed. No, nothing has changed. Now today is a day full of worries and cares. But you will overcome. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.